He's 2019's FCAC Coach of the Year, Coach Jack McFarland from Staples High School. He's their baseball coach. It's Anna and Raven. I don't know if you're going to have any of the answers that we're looking for. We're just wondering what happens to high school sports right now. We know that you're 2019 FCAC Coach of the Year, so if they're going to tell anybody who's playing, it'll probably be you.
Do you know any more than the rest of us?
You know, I just think the CIAC is waiting on the governor's decision with the school closings and probably follow that. I heard there was going to be some guidance from the governor, so we'll see what happens, what he says about the rest of the school year.
Yeah, that information could be coming shortly today. These programs don't just happen overnight. I mean, this is not like your little intramural thing that's put together. I mean, obviously, quite a bit of planning and logistics goes into this. Are you guys operating as business as normal for the fall until told otherwise and trying to figure out if you can cinch something up for the spring, you know, and the graduating class year sports? Or what is really the thought process? Total wait and see? What is it?
This class, it's 2020. There's so many unknowns for these kids. Up in the air, it's not just sports. It's graduation. It's proms. They're leaving for school in August. They don't even know if they're going to have distance learning or if they're going to be on a campus. So everything's kind of wait and see. You know, obviously we're waiting for some kind of medical breakthrough and get back to normal. Everybody's taking it 1 week at a time.
Coach, you see personally firsthand, and you know the amount of time and dedication and how big and pivotal the success sometimes of these athletes personally, academically, and of course in sports too, impacts what's going to happen with them in college moving ahead. What would you like to see if you had, you know, your dream wish right now? Obviously, we can't wipe away the last 3 months and act like they didn't happen, but what would you like to see right now?
Well, what I would love is some kind of medical breakthrough where if somebody gets the virus, there's a treatment. Right now, there's no treatment. I think that's what's keeping Major League Baseball, the Kentucky Derby, the Masters, Wimbledon, all getting canceled right now or postponed. So that's what I'd like to see. Once we get that, we have some kind of treatment, I think, we'll be back on the field, hopefully this summer with some travel teams, softball, baseball. There's some pretty good social distancing in those kind of sports where you're at your position, you're really not on top of each other. So with the treatment and with some precautions, I think we can get rolling again.
That's what my husband was saying. He's like, I don't understand why baseball can't come back. He's like, besides tagging somebody out, which you're doing with the glove.
Have you seen as many butt slaps as there are? There are many butt slaps.
I think
at
Coach
the major
McFarland
league level, so
I
many
think
butt
he'd be
slaps.
Like, no, okay, guys, stop slapping your butts.
No,
I don't
slaps.
Think that's a real problem.
No,
I don't think that's a problem at Staples.
I think if Major League Baseball would come back and just get some of the games on TV and it was empty stadium, I think that would be a big boost to the country right now.
Do you think it's weird about empty stadiums? Like, even with the kids playing, do you think that if they did, like, no parents, actually probably be better if there was no parents screaming in the stands, but do you think that that would make a difference in how much people would value the game?
Listen, it would definitely take away from the atmosphere and the intensity, but, I think at this point we have to do, baby steps or whatever the CDC or the health organizations tell us to do so we can get it back to normal.
Coach McFarland, how are you keeping your kids that are kind of caught in this loop, whether they be returning classmen or somebody that just doesn't even know what's going to happen with colleges come this fall? Our team's keeping in touch with them and just keeping their players, kind of at the ready?
Yeah, well, we do Zoom conferences with our kids. So, like today, our coaches and our kids will conference. It's actually pretty fun because the kids will smile, they'll laugh, the little things will make them laugh. And just to see them smile and get their mind off it a little bit, these kids are resilient. They're smart. My daughter was a freshman at UB. She was playing softball, and she got pulled off the field after 10 games. She's playing for Coach Stearns, and now she's home distance learning. So to see these kids, they're pretty bright and they're resilient. I think they're going to bounce back real fast.
Obviously, Staples is in Westport. Westport is a hard hit town. There's a lot of other towns in Connecticut that haven't been hit this hard. Do you think different towns will have different rules when it goes back to sports? Or do you think it'll be kind of a universal, the FCAC will have to make a rule all across the state and that's going to be the end of it?
I think it'll be pretty statewide, even though there are some, less dense areas upstate. I think it's just such a small state where even if you're traveling from Westport to Newtown, there's still, it's a small state. Some bigger states like Texas, you're hours away. So for the CIAC, they're probably working real hard on trying to figure out the fall, and so are the schools. Key is to get back in the building. Until you get back in the building, there's not much that's going to happen.
Yeah, let's hope for good news today.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe.